Curtis Wilcox is standing in the sun outside the walk-in door on the north side of Shed B. The rope is tied around his waist. He looks young on the tape, younger with each passing year. He looked at that tape himself from time to time and probably felt the same, although he never said. And he doesn't look scared. Not a bit. Only excited. He waves to the camera and says, "I'll be right back." "You better be," Tony replies. Kurt turns and goes into the shed. For a moment, he looks ghostly, hardly there. Then Tony moves the camera forward to get it out of the bright sun, and you can see Kurt clearly again. He crosses directly to the car and starts around to the back. "No!" Tony shouts. "No, you dummy! You want to foul the rope? Check the gerbils, give them their goddamn water, and get the hell out of there!" Kurt raises one hand without turning, giving him a thumbs up. The picture jiggles as Tony uses the zoom to get in tighter on him. Curtis looks in the driver's side window, then stiffens and calls, "Holy shit!" "Sarge, should I pull?" Huddy begins, and then Kurt looks back over his shoulder. Tony's juggling the picture again. He doesn't have Kurt's light touch with the camera, and the image is going everywhere, but it's still easy enough to read the wide-eyed expression of shock on Curtis's face. "Don't you pull me back!" Kurt shouts. "Don't do it! I'm 5x5. And with that, he opens the door of the Roadmaster. "Stay out of there!" Tony calls from behind the madly jiggling camera. Kurt ignores him and pulls the plastic gerbil condo out of the car, waggling it gently back and forth to get it past the big steering wheel. He uses his knee to shut the Buick's door and then comes back to the shed door with the Habitat cradled in his arms. With a square room at either end, the thing looks like some strange sort of plastic dumbbell. "Get it on tape!" Kurt is shouting, all but frying with excitement. "Get it on tape!" Tony did. The picture zooms in on the left end of the environment just as soon as Kurt steps out of the shed and back into the sun. And here is Rosalind, no longer eating, but scurrying about cheerfully enough. She becomes aware of the men gathered around her and turns directly toward the camera, sniffing at the yellow plastic, whiskers quivering, eyes bright and interested. It was cute, but the troopers from Statler D weren't interested in cute just then. The camera makes a herky-jerky pan away from her, traveling along the empty corridor to the empty gerbil gym at the far end. Both of the environment's hatches are latched tight, and nothing bigger than a gnat could get through the hole for the water tube. But Jimmy the gerbil is gone just the same. Just as gone as Ennis Rafferty, or the man with the Boris Badenoff accent, who had driven the Buick Roadmaster into their lives to begin with.